If you were surprised at Daniel Bryan's face turn this week on Monday Night Raw, you probably weren't the only one. It seems like the angle was never really given an opportunity to shine for many reasons. It's like WWE Creative didn't even try to make this work. From the promos, from the antics in the ring, to even the way Bryan looked, his costume in the family, it just never felt right. It never looked right. He never looked comfortable. WWE Creative's decision to have Daniel Bryan leave the family says two things. It says, one, that they listen to their fans, that the WWE Universe's opinions mean something. Because a lot of people didn't want to see him go heel. They didn't think that this was the time. Daniel Bryan's been a heel before. He's been an effective heel. Even if it's been more of a weaselly one, he's still been an effective one, and he's still been enjoyable to watch as a heel. This angle could have definitely worked if it would have been done differently. Daniel Bryan's worked way too hard to just bow down to anybody. And the fact that they had him bowing down to Bray Wyatt, who, you know, intriguing character, has the ability one day to hold gold in the WWE. He's still a newbie. It's pretty wacky and off the wall that WWE Creative, somebody in that room, writing room, thought, you know, yeah, this guy, that, you know, he's been around for a little while. Yeah, he's going to be the guy that breaks Daniel Bryan. Who, you know, JR used to say that Daniel Bryan's GPS on his career was a little off. The guy's been in the industry for a long time. He's talented. Should not have to, like, bow down to anybody. And his character doesn't bow down to anybody. He's a tough little son of a gun. So it proves that the WWE's fans matter. It also proves that who's ever in charge of really making the decisions with characters has zero faith in the people that are writing some of these storylines. It's almost shades of WCW when you think about it. I mean, how many times has a guy been a heel, kind of turned his back on the fans, and then gone face in 2 weeks? It's like shades of Vince Russo's WCW. It's just a complete mess. The response from the fans, though, was intriguing on Raw. To see all of them going nuts for Bryan as a face, it says something. It says that the WWE had an opportunity to give him the gold. They gave him the gold and they took it away. They gave him the gold and they took it away. Is it time that he gets a real run? Or is he in that Mick Foley class? Is he in that group that it's better to see him chase than be chased? Could Daniel Bryan be an effective WWE World Heavyweight Champion? The answer is yes, because if CM Punk could, smaller guy, with a lot of charisma, Bryan could too. Is he as good on the mic as Punk? Not even close, but he's good enough. He's better than Randy Orton at times. He's a better performer than Randy Orton. Just the belt would mean something else. It would mean that you wouldn't be able to run fantastic storyline around it, but you would be able to have excellent matches. It would kind of be similar to when Bret Hart was first champion, before Bret Hart became, you know, this pro-Canada guy. And you know what? That's not a bad thing. That just means you have to build storyline and drama around somebody else. But as far as in-ring competitors go, not many companies would be able to say that they have somebody that can work like Daniel Bryan as their World Heavyweight Champion, and who is adored by the fans as much as Daniel Bryan. So if anything, this Monday proved that Creative still doesn't necessarily know what they have. They know they have something, but they still don't have a clue.